Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I'm Chaz Premick, Salt Lake City-based guitarist, composer, and curator. I play in the bands Lake Mary, Fubitsushi, and I do myriad collaborations. Music is kind of exploratory. I'm a folk musician at heart, but I love to explore sound. So sometimes I'm playing in jazz groups, sometimes I'm playing in ambient settings, sometimes I'm playing in noise settings, and it's hard to describe how it's all rooted in folk music, but it is. But it's very sonically vast and wide. I think it's mostly just a representation of where I'm at in my life. And it's changed a lot throughout the years, but it also kind of hasn't changed that much, which is another thing that's kind of hard to explain unless you're in it. And I think a lot of musicians and artists might get that. But right now, yeah, I guess I'm continuously exploring sound and my instruments and collaborators. And it's hard to say where I'm at right now, but it feels like I'm closer to saying what I want to say musically than I've ever been. But what that is might be ever-changing too. When I started music, I was very young, and I just wanted to be the next Jimi Hendrix. and I think in like high school, I got very excited about playing with different people and learning what that brought out of me. And and how that influenced my when I played alone and how much I grew artistically in collaborating. And so I think from a young age, it kind of started me out down the train of trying things out and exploring. I grew up listening to folk music and going to bluegrass and folk concerts, and started on the acoustic guitar, learning folk songs and learning fingerstyle guitar songs from my dad. And then it's just stayed there. Like, I feel like folk music, I have a lot of theories about folk music, but I'm always rooted in folk playing and folk listening. And I don't think I've ever really left playing folk music, but I've definitely expanded into every nook and cranny of the sonic palette that I can, or at least that feels good. Yeah, and I think folk music comes along with me because folk music is music that is, you know, for the people, by the people. And I think as technology changes, as our the zeitgeist evolves, so does folk, and like what that means and what that looks like. And because, you know, I don't know, most of music to me, when I'm writing, at least I'm composing, it's storytelling, which is inherently of folk tradition. I think that's how I stay rooted in folk music. Even if it's like a noise album, I can hear how I'm playing my instrument is, you know, how I learned to emulate my favorite folk musicians. My family loves folk music. We all grew up going to folk and bluegrass festivals, mostly with my dad. And then we go to like see Kiss and the Doobie Brothers with my mom. And both very much influenced us. Very much influenced at least me, where I could see the connections and like the cross-pollination of all those sounds and how just weird folk music can be. Like if you listen to a Hobart Smith record or old Appalachian records, like every holler was different. And some of it is the most far out stuff that I've ever heard. But it's all falls into folk music. And I feel like in the tradition of folk music is a tradition of sonic exploration. Kind of like my heart and soul project, mostly my air quotes solo project. I started that in 2008, I think it's 2008, and started touring with that, started recording, putting out records, started collaborating and figuring all that stuff out, figuring out how to tour, how to get any press, how to shop my records. And then people took a chance on it. And with the next one, more people took a chance on it, and so on and so on. And it just built upon itself. And I didn't let it settle too hard. So I just kept making things and putting things out. And once I figured out that it was possible for me to tour successfully and to, like, I found kind of, I guess the more I put out, the more I found my people around the world. So I could connect more, and then things would blossom from that, and then make new connections, and things would blossom from that, and so on and so on. And just in 2020, me and some friends who had all been collaborating on different projects started this band, Fubutsushi, and which originally was going to be a one-time, one-album collaboration, and that album kind of took off and fell into the right hands, and all of a sudden we're reading about ourselves all over the internet, and so we decided to keep going and make a few more. And then that also got received way better than we ever expected and kind of put us all on a different map. And now we're all just rolling with it as best we can, using what doors we've opened to either keep them open, open new doors, and bring everybody we know along with us. We're not famous by any means, but we have good opportunities coming our way. So thank you all for listening. Yardwork Presents is an exploratory music and art series, monthly-ish, that me and a small handful of people put on throughout Salt Lake City, bringing through international artists and pairing them with local artists, and oftentimes letting them team up for like a singular event or recording situation or just good listening music. More often than not, it's very experimental. A lot of jazz, a lot of deep listening practice events, a lot of music that I haven't been able to see much of in Salt Lake City. So again, thank you all for listening. Well, let me say this. I feel like I fell in at the right time doing the Yardwork Presents. The right time, the right place, where Salt Lake City feels like it's blooming in a way. It's like having a moment of leveling up or shift or changing or something is going on. Something's in the water that's new. And it feels like people are more open to exploring sound and collaborations and lifting up the community as a whole rather than singular bands or like singular scenes, where I know my experience with Yardwork is like I'm working with Jazz Presents or Haifa Productions or Trash Moon Collective or Sunday Drip and or KUAA to like cross pollinate and cross promote and make sure we can all put on the shows we need. And I think that's a very exciting thing that Salt Lake City has going on that a lot of towns might not. And that also creates like a thriving art culture. And we have 801 Salon. We have all these incredible dance scenes, dance networks, people in dance that are doing amazing things that I feel like the music community is kind of taking note of and like seeing that there's more power in lifting each other up than otherwise. Most recent releases that we've done, the last Fubutsushi record to came out on American Dreams record, and it's our one live show we've ever played as the proper quartet, where we've all played many times in many different configurations, but the four of us, Fuba Sushi is a quartet, and for some reason it just takes a global event to get us four in the same room. But three of us works just fine. Two of us, even easier. But so the most recent record is a live recording of our one concert we've ever played as that band. As far as like Mary goes, we have a bunch of stuff coming out. In April, we have a new record with Colorado-based M Sage. And I think in June, we have a new record coming out with this kind of ambient legend, John Tai. He goes by Ocean Moon, among many other names. He runs Low Recordings. The live album was recorded during the Columbia Experimental Music Festival in Columbia, Missouri, that Dismal Niche puts on. And it just kind of happened. Patrick was coming, our saxophone player, was coming to do a set. And I was going to play a solo set. And then Matt and Chris, the other two, were going to come to the festival anyways. And the curator got wind that all four of us would be there and pushed and prodded and made it happen. If I were to feature a track, it would be Slowgrass by Lake Mary. On the track has three of my Fuba Sushi brothers. Patrick is playing saxophone and Chris is playing violin. Also features one of my best friends, Paul DeHaven, is playing synths. But it's a track that I feel like says it all. It's a track I wrote for my dog. I used to play these melodies and these notes and these clusters for her when she would just lay on the grass. We would just watch the grass grow. And when I finished it and recorded it, it's one of the songs that I don't know if I'll ever be able to write anything as special. It's kind of like, this is going to get a little woo-woo. You ready? But like, so I wrote it for my dog as she was dying. And then side B of the record is what I wrote, kind of my experience after. And it's been this thing where every time I've played it, somebody has really connected with it. Even if I'm playing it at a bar and, you know, I don't think anyone's paying attention, somebody locks in and it hits them. And I view this song as kind of like the last gift that my dog, who I had for like 15 years, was my best friend. It was the last gift that they gave me, was this song that I've been lucky to play out and have it connect with people and do a thing. Make a space for people to feel whatever they need to feel at that moment. You're about to hear Slowgrass from Lake Mary from the album also titled Slowgrass in its entirety. Thank you.
こなの。歌ってるの。セミはまだ寝てるのかな。風はどこなの。
can find out more about upcoming like Mary, Chaz Premick, Fubutsushi, or any of the other projects that I'm working with at chazpremick.com or Chaz Premick on social media. Also Fubutsushi on social media. And you can follow Yardwork Presents on Instagram or yardworkpresents.org for updates on upcoming concerts and workshops and events. If you enjoy this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.